Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today, we have a double feature. We are going to work first and then play second. The first story is historical in nature. At the time of this recording, today is November 5th, which means we must remember the gunpowder treason and plot. So we will read the story, Guy Fawkes, which comes to us from the book, True Stories of Wonderful Deeds. At the end of that story is the short nursery rhyme about the 5th of November. Then after we do some remembering, we will read the old folk tale of the Three Billy Goats Gruff, which comes to us from the book East of the Sun and West of the Moon. I don't know about you, but I think of the 5th of November a lot. Why, you may ask? Well, to tell you the truth, I don't really know, but I randomly quote, "Remember, remember the 5th of November," right out of the blue. Anyway, I hope your November is off to a great start, and I hope that you are reading some great books. I finally finished a long book about Hitler and Stalin, in which the author compared and contrasted the two dictators. It was a very good and informative book, but I feel like it took me forever to complete. Well, on to the next book I go. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Guy Fawkes. In the time of James I, many of the English people were very hardly treated because of their religion. At last, they could bear the ill usage no longer, and they thought of a plan to get rid of the king and queen and their eldest son. Many barrels of gunpowder were secretly put into a cellar under the Parliament House, where James was to meet his lords and commons on November 5th, and a man named Guy Fawkes was hired to set fire to it at the right time, and so to blow up the hall above and all in it. All was ready when one of the plotters remembered that a friend of his would be at the meeting next day. As he did not wish him to be killed, he sent him a letter without signing his name, saying, "Do not go to the house, for there shall be a sudden blow to many, and they shall not see who hurts them." The lord who received this letter took it to the king's council, and when King James saw it, he guessed what the sudden blow would be. Men were sent to search the cellars, and there, on the very night before the deed was to be done, Guy Fawkes was found waiting till the time should come to set fire to the powder. He was cruelly tortured to make him tell all he knew, but he was a brave man, and he died without betraying his friends. Since that time, every year, on the 5th of November, bonfires have been lighted in many places in England, and guys burned to remind people how an English king was once saved from a great danger. Remember, remember, the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason and plot. There is no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. Billy Goats Gruff. Once on a time, there were three billy goats who were to go up to the hillside to make themselves fat and the name of all three was Gruff. On the way up was a bridge over a burn they had to cross, and under the bridge lived a great ugly troll with eyes as big as saucers and a nose as long as a poker. So first of all came the youngest billy goat Gruff to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap went the bridge.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll.
"Oh, it is I, the tiniest billy goat Gruff, and I'm going up to the hillside to make myself fat," said the billy goat with such a small voice.
"Now I'm coming to gobble you up," said the troll.
"Oh no, pray don't take me. I'm too little that I am," said the billy goat. "Wait a bit till the second billy goat Gruff comes. He's much bigger."
"Well, be off with you," said the troll.
A little while after came the second billy goat Gruff to cross the bridge. Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap went the bridge.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?" roared the troll.
"Oh, it's the second billy goat Gruff, and I'm going up to the hillside to make myself fat," said the billy goat, who hadn't such a small voice.
"Now I'm coming to gobble you up," said the troll.
"Oh no, don't take me. Wait a little till the big billy goat Gruff comes. He's much bigger."
"Very well, be off with you," said the troll.
But just then, up came the big billy goat Gruff. Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap went the bridge, for the billy goat was so heavy that the bridge creaked and groaned under him.
"Who's that tramping over my bridge?" roared the troll. "It's I, the big billy goat Gruff," said the billy goat, who had an ugly hoarse voice of his own. "Now I'm coming to gobble you up," roared the troll. "Well, come along. I've got two spears, and I'll poke your eyeballs out at your ears. I've got besides two curling stones, and I'll crush you to bits, body and bones."
That was what the big billy goat said, and so he flew at the troll and poked his eyes out with his horns and crushed him to bits, body and bones, and tossed him out into the burn, and after that, he went up to the hillside. There, the billy goats got so fat, they were scarce able to walk home again. And if the fat hasn't fallen off them, why, they're still fat. And so, snip, snap, snout, this tale's told out.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com, or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.